Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so Bart, as you know, my weekends are filled with kids sports, running from one thing to another. Shout out, by the way, to the Junior Islanders, NCDC, winning their first round. They sweep the New Jersey Rockets. So we move on to the semifinals.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Mercer Chiefs. So let's go, Islanders. Can I also just brag a little bit that my son assisted on the game-winning goal Saturday?
Get a point.
Zach Collin getting it done. Luka Leighton getting it done.
The Terminator.
That's it. All right. So anyways, enough of that. But I also, besides that and then Callie playing hockey, is Gracie and her volleyball.
Who's
and
meaner, Callie or Junior?
Callie is mean. Callie's a goal scorer. That's all she cares about. She just wants buckets. Like, she's all about just pucks in the net and scoring and then Selly. But Gracie plays volleyball. And so we've had these tournaments. They last all day. You're there from 9 to like 5 o'clock. It's a long day. But it's all parents and everybody's there and it's all a good time. And I'm telling you, Bart, I'm in the parking lot walking. I think we were going to grab lunch or something. And a car slows down and then the window rolls down. And the guy just looks out and he puts his fist out. And he goes, the power hour. Just bumped him back. And I was like, my man. He's like, love it. So, like, it's definitely, I'm hearing more and more about it. I heard at the Garden on Saturday morning, a guy came over to me. He was talking about the caller we had that tried to do the Barstradamus. Like, he said, that was unbelievable. I was laughing my head off. So, it's taken hold again. And that's good to know. So, we love our callers, love our listeners, and we love hearing from you. Especially when I'm out and about. It's my favorite thing now is like people at I'm at the Garden, people yelling to me, where's Bart? They want you at a game, Bart Scott.
I'm ready to come, say.
I can get you in. Nice spot.
You know some people?
I mean, I'm just saying, they want you. I don't need to pull any strings. They're like, where's Bart? He's gotta come to a game. Just so you know.
I'll waive the appearance fee.
I don't think anybody's giving you 50G to walk into the Garden. But in the meanwhile, all right, this is everybody's favorite time of the show. And as you know, it's hour number 3. It's an overreaction Monday. We've got lots of calls to get to, and we will. But Bart Scott, it's hour number 3. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
First day of spring. It's the power hour. Hour, 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 hour. Yeah! Wait for the sun to start shining.
And we need it. We need it. It's time, man. It is time. All right, let's grab some calls. 800-919-3776. Carmen is in Queens. Carmen.
You guys hear me?
We got you.
Oh, sweet. First time I've ever done this, so thanks, guys.
Love it.
Three quick things. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, I was one of the essential workers, and I don't want to get that twisted. I brought alcohol into Manhattan and Brooklyn.
That's essential. That's very essential.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse.
That was essential.
It's a different kind of medicine that you were bringing to people, though. That's
yeah. So just want to give much love to them.
Yeah.
I've got two other quick topics I want to touch with you. One is football related, and one is not sports related at all. Mm-hmm. It's hip hop related.
Okay.
First one is, I've lived here in New York. I'm out in Queens for 20 years. My kid was born here. Obviously, I'm a Bengals guy.
Really?
But I don't want to force that fanship on him. I bought him a hat. I bought him a shirt. What do you guys recommend for when you've got like an expat kind of kid fan?
So you're a Bengals fan, but he's not?
I grew up in the suburbs of Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
But I've been in New York for 20 years.
Right.
I don't want to force my love. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So you want him to choose. How old is he now?
He's 8 years old.
That's
I want
a good
him
age.
To be
a
old man.
This is the right age.
This is the right time. You got the Burrow. You got the Burrow era.
No. Bart.
I would have quoted you for child abuse.
Bart, stop. Yeah, you're right. Years ago,
it would have been child abuse 10 years ago.
That's the right choice. But Bart, we can't let him choose the Bengals. This is if you're ever going to be a Jets fan, it's now.
Well, 2 years. A. Yeah. Ryan.
You get him a number one Jets jersey, Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, he can, right? Can rock with Sauce.
Well, and Sauce went to UC, right?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
See? Now you both can celebrate.
Man, Alan, sometimes you just say the most ingenious things, Alan. That is ingenious because now you have some Cincinnati
connectivity,
love, and now you got some love for a guy that's loquacious, that got a lot of swag.
And even more love when Joe Burrow throws three interceptions to Sauce in the AFC Championship game.
and a quick thing, I have converted him to Cincinnati chili.
Well, I mean.
Now, what's up with the Skylark chili? What's in that thing? Is it beef?
You don't want to know. Like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know how the sausage is made, man. I just want to know it's good.
No, it's not about it's beef, but it's got some cinnamon in there. It's got some chocolate. Those are the secret ingredients.
Oh, Bart. Chocolate and Bart. Cinnamon? Bart, does your beef have chocolate and cinnamon in it?
Pause.
Thanks, Carmen.
Guys, I really appreciate it. Last question. Hip hop question, yeah. Man. Top three hip hop albums of all time. Real quick, Minor, Nas-O-Matic, a weird one, Deltron 3030, and Biggie's second album, the double album too.
Bart,
I'm with Nas in the Biggie album. I can rock with that one. Third one.
I mean, if you don't have 36 Chambers on your list, I don't know what we're doing.
See,
Liquid Swords.
You know,
I rock with Jeezy though. So
yeah, see, you're that way. Thank you, Carmen. I mean, you're that way, and I get it. You're a little younger.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah, the Cerebral Cortex into the Goat. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I mean, I used to love Method Man, though.
I love the question about his son, though. See, if you got a young kid and they're a football fan, but they haven't really picked a team yet, and you're in New York, I mean, you understand. Like, it's kind of this. If there's ever a time, this is the time to be a Jets fan. Frank in New Rochelle. Frank, you know, Frank wasn't ready. Sal in Brooklyn. Sal, how we doing, man?
What up, boys? Hoping all is well.
Likewise.
Yo, 63-year-old man here. Don't forget 50, Get Rich or Die Trying. That was a nice piece of music on that whole album as well, top to bottom. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Shells at your chest, come out your back, man. Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Honestly, nobody in New York cares who's walking down the streets, man. Nobody's stargazing.
Oh, I didn't say stargazing.
I know, but I'm just saying. Don't worry about Rails is going to be the law to get Aaron or A-Rod over here.
He's already in.
Nobody cares.
No, he's already in. He's already in. I know.
Nobody cares, man.
No, you know where nobody cares, Sal? Sal, you know where people care? They care between about 24th Street to about 50th Street. That area is where everybody starts going crazy because none of them are from here anyway. But
exactly. So I'm talking about New York. Yeah, but if you're going to go to the real restaurants in New York, they're in the nitty gritty. They're in the corners anyway.
And he knows them. Yeah, he knows
exactly.
them.
But we know where they are.
Find it funny though, and you got to be honest. You know how this goes. When somebody from out of town comes to town and they're a big deal, everybody's a Leo Getz. Everybody comes up to him. Okay, what do you need? Whatever you need, Leo Getz. Yeah. Like that. You whatever know you those guys come out of the woodworks with people like Aaron Rodgers.
No, but then when the out-of-town stars do come this way, they're looking for somebody who can get them whatever they need. It works the other way as well. You know somebody who can hook me up? Can you hook me up? Can you get me this? So it works both ways, but New York's not. Don't get me wrong. He's going to be nice. But we ain't going to go out of our way to say, ooh, Rails is going to put him over the top or Luke Allen is going to put him over the top. Ain't happening.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, I appreciate it, Sal. I'm sorry, but I'll tell you what. If anything, page 6.
Ooh, my baby.
That's page 6 right now at Aaron Rodgers in town. You got to admit that. Let's go to Ken in Queens. Ken, what's up, man?
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
All right.
Big fans of both you guys and you know, while we're on this Aaron Rodgers ride here, you know, there's a lot of free agents that are, you know, being picked up each day. I know Bart likes a couple of guys that I heard mentioned on the show, Boone Ford, Robinson, actually, that guy is also visiting the Giants today. Why is he visiting the Jets also? We need a linebacker. What's the story with Alexander? McGovern, is any shot we're going to re-sign him or he's out of the way? And I'm surprised this Johnson safety, I know we have a couple of good safeties, he only got $8 million a year. I'm surprised the Jets weren't in on him.
He just got a safety in a trade.
Just got Chuck Clark.
Yeah.
You paid for
I know, but, you know, you never know with injuries nowadays.
Well, you got to worry about your cap space, though. You can't keep – you can't load up on safeties on your cap.
You drafted Austin Davis as well.
Right. But we need someone next to Quentin to stuff that run. Everybody knows that. So a guy like Boone Ford or Robinson or Campbell, we got to get one of these guys in each state. These guys are coming off the board while we're, you know, trying to get Rodgers in here. Let's get going.
Bart, help Ken out here. You got to help Ken out.
That's not stopping them from being able to make those transactions. They have you know, they'll probably bring in and talk to Calais Campbell. But, you know, these are all transactions that's going to happen after June 2nd. It's going to be a lot of people that get signed after June 2nd. That's when, you know, a lot of contracts come off the books and guys are going to be getting released. So you don't want to pick too early. And a lot of people are going to become expendable once they decide, okay, do I get Carter from Georgia? Then that makes somebody else on their team expendable. They're going to cut a lot of guys because you have to wait till after the draft. You know, so they may see in the third round, they might try and get the kid from Baylor, the big Samoan kid, you know, from Baylor as well. You know, so you have to wait. You have to be patient. I know you want it all right now, but remember, this puzzle comes together. You know, it takes a while. Remember, see, you forget what happened last year and how the draft went, bringing in Reed, then going out and making a trade for Jordan Whitehead, but then also waiting for the draft, seeing what you got through the draft, and then supplementing that way.
Mm-hmm. And again, that 13 pick is something that Joe Douglas wants to keep because you can pick up a significant player with that pick, and that's why that's why Aaron Rodgers hasn't had his press conference yet. That's why he hasn't been at a podium in Florham Park talking to the media about what he expects this coming season, because that 13 pick is something the Packers are eyeing and they want, and the Jets are saying no, and this could take us a couple of weeks to get this thing done. Ace in Brooklyn, been holding on for a bit. Ace, what's up, man?
How you doing, Bud?
What's up?
Nice to talk to you. And I actually wanted to compare the Knicks to, like, a bad girlfriend. And that's why I'm out on them and have been since last year. Like, I'm 31, almost 32. I've been a Knicks fan my whole life. But it's like after last year, like, when you go from the fourth seed to not making the playoffs at all, and then just, like, how they just handle everything. But, you know, like, I ain't going front. I might spin the block. You know, like, how it goes with a toxic relationship every now and then. But for me to do that, I need them to win the playoff series.
But, you're, all right, so you aren't watching them over the last couple of weeks and seeing this looks different. The way they play, the way they battle, they fight, the way they are physical, they win a lot of the hustle stats now. Like, you're not watching that and thinking to yourself, like, you're 31, you're old enough to have seen at least maybe the last edge of the good era with Patrick Ewing. You're old enough to at least have seen that. You're not saying to yourself, like, this looks more like that than anything I've seen in the last 20 years. You're not looking at it like that?
Does look a little different.
All right, so you're afraid to buy in. I get it.
It looks better than the Melo Knicks.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
This team is
sustainable.
So there's hope there. But in order for me to be fully back in, I need us to stop talking like how we was talking versus Atlanta and whatnot, how we was so
Man, that's hyped. A different team.
And let's just focus first.
Yeah.
And then let it actually win the series.
All right, Ace has got his radio on, so I keep hearing myself reverbing. But I get – See, I think I wonder if Jets fans are going to be the same way because, again, it's been so long. That is there that hesitant, like, I'm afraid to love again.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I wonder if that.
Nobody wants to be seen foolish. They don't want to go out there. You ever had a buddy that's in full bloom love? Like,
yep.
Yo, bro, you need to calm down. Because if this don't work out, man, we're going to kill you.
You're going to be crushed. Jose in Brooklyn. Jose.
Hey, how you guys doing,
Alan
and Bart? All right, just to give you guys a thing, because I do see a lot of those Knicks fans, because my best friend always says I love them from a distance, and I totally laugh at it, because I'm like, you're not being a fanatic, and fan is short for fanatic, mm-hmm. and you have to sometimes be all in. But I totally get some Knicks fans who have been hurt like that, especially for the 31-year-old who just called before me. Mm-hmm. He probably saw, like, literally when Patrick Ewing was injured and that 99 run. So I wanted to go over, and I wanted to let you guys know I'm actually in Fort Lauderdale now, so I will be seeing the Knicks tomorrow in Miami. So on Wednesday, so I'm very stoked about that game.
Nice.
And I just got to say, you know what? We do have to enjoy the ride. It's been something that's been very, I know last year was very frustrating and very disappointing, but this team and what Leon Rose and what Wes has done, when have we ever seen Knicks, get solid player after solid player from the draft like they've done in these last couple of years?
And also, Jose,
I was going to say,
if you think about it, not only so you're putting together a roster with some talent, you drafted some players that also have been – are continuing to grow into being regular rotation players who are impactful. But the other part you have to add is that it's an identity. It's no longer like just throwing pieces together and trying to figure it out. It's, okay, what type of player are we looking for? That's what fits. I mean, there's something to be said about that when you're building a team. Again, Bart comes in with Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan wasn't going to have any schoolboys on his team. He was not going – like, certain people that didn't fit, they were out. Like, you know what your coach is. You know what the system is. You know what the style of play is. And I'll go back to this again. You got to give credit to Leon Rose. Because back in early December, when the Knicks were two games under 500, and there was all this talk about Tom Thibodeau needs to go and all this stuff, people were trying to run this guy out of town. And he said to him, I'm going to run this. I got to do it my way. And Leon let him do it. I signed a guy in Evan Fournier to a $70 million contract, and you just told me he doesn't fit, I'm not playing him. For some front offices, they're not going to take that. They're not going to accept that you make me look bad because that signing turns out to be not a good signing. But no, you're my coach. I hired you. Play who you think is the right players to play. Cam Reddish, I gave a first-round pick for him, and you're telling me he doesn't fit? You make me look bad because you're not playing guys that I brought in. But he didn't say anything. He said, go ahead, play the guys you think are right to play. And ever since that moment, this team has had one of the best records in the NBA. A 50-plus win pace since that point of the season. It's not easy. And you think, oh, well, that sounds normal. It doesn't. Most front offices, most front office executives, they're not allowing that. They don't want to look bad. But you know what? You look good when your team wins. And so that moment at the start of this season, that moment is so significant for both Tom Thibodeau but also for Leon Rose, who didn't have a lot of experience as a front office executive, but one thing he understood was, I hired you as my coach. So if you have success, I look good. So if we made a couple of mistakes, that's fine. As Jerry West always likes to say, a great, not only great player, but a great executive in the NBA. You don't perpetuate a mistake by continuing to make it a mistake. Except when, at times, you're going to fail. That wasn't the right choice. That player doesn't fit. That was a bad deal we made. But we can make up for it in other ways. And they have done that. 800-919-3776. Williams in Manhattan. What's up, William?
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm going back to the Cincinnati fan. I got twin boys, so I'm growing them to straight New York teams. So except for baseball, because one of them is going to the Mets, but that's fine. But my house, we get together every Sunday, and we put on our Giant gear. That's it. We watch the Giant game. After that, we just do whatever. So one of my sons asked me, what about the Jets? There's another football team in New York, the Jets. They're 7 years old. I was like, whoa. We don't root for the Jets. No green here. Big blue only, baby.
But what if he told you, though? You know what, though? No, I really like what the Jets are doing. I'm going that route. What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, I can't. Right now, I got him. So I was like, right now, okay, he's going to be young. But when he gets older, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm pushing. Come on, man. Big blue, man.
It's tradition. I got it.
Bart, I'm sorry, Bart.
It's tradition.
Big blue.
Yeah. It's all good, bro. I'm a Knicks, baby.
Well, we accept the Knicks part of it, William. Yeah, we'll take that.
Listen, you guys rock, man. Seriously, man. Keep doing what you do, man. You guys rock.
Appreciate you. Thank you. You too. Look, it is funny how I think football, more than any other sport, is more of that family tradition. That if your parent or your dad and mom or whatever,
yeah,
if they are all in on a team, you just tend to follow that route, right? Like,
because it's only once a week too. So like, it's not like basketball. Like your dad's not gonna watch every game. Like,
right.
Football is like, okay, this week is
Sunday
football,
fun day.
So
yeah.
We sitting there, we watching football. Like basketball, so many times, so many games. That a kid might, and it's not a set date,
mm-hmm.
So they could play on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Kid like and they forget they're not watching it. But when football comes, it's
all a day
about football.
Yeah. It's a day. Now, Train in the Bronx going the other way. What's up, Train?
Yeah, no, I just want to say real quick, two quick things. Bar and Eastern Cheese, man. Y'all, I almost felt like I won a Super Bowl when I heard y'all cut up my phone call. For the Bar and Han promo, that was so dope. I appreciate that, guys. I mm-hmm. really do. I don't know if that was Ray. Good stuff, Ray. But listen, real quick, my daughter is going to be a lifelong Mets fan. I know why. She's 5. She sits with me, watches Mets games, and all she wants to tell me is, "Daddy, when is the apple going to come back out? When is the apple going to come back out?"
My daughter did the same thing.
She saw it one time, and she was hooked.
That's it.
Where's the apple?
Trey, my daughter Emma was the same way when she was little.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a Mets fan, but my whole family, they're all Mets fans, all of them. And my mother used to take her to games when she was little, and the minute the apple, she would yell it, "Apple, apple," like got her all excited. She's a diehard Mets fan now.
Yeah, she saw it with me once, and
that's it.
She ever wants the apple. But as far as the Jets, finally, this year is going to bring some good in my house, because all my wife and my 13-year-old son do is, like, laugh at me that I'm always the only one watching the games by myself, chanting J-E-T-S.
Mm.
My daughter does it with me, but she don't know what she's watching. So this year, finally, my wife is like, "Listen, I'm going to invest in watching the games with you this year, and I hope I see something good." And here we go. It's time. So my Jets better make my wife a believer now. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what, though?
You guys, have a great day.
Thank you, Train. You know what I think, though, in all honesty? Because she wasn't all in before. Train, she's like, when she comes in wanting to root for the Jets now.
Go read a book. Go do something.
You know what I mean? No. You were laughing at me. Now all of a sudden it's cool? Oh, I see.
Read a book. Or go do something.
We'll continue with your calls at 800-919-3776. All right, so Dierks Bentley's coming to PNC Bank Arts Center on Thursday, July 27th, with support from Jordan Davis. Be caller number 12 as we still wait for Aaron Rodgers. Right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you'll score a pair of tickets. It's all from Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. So we'll keep the calls rolling. It's a lot of fun. I love hearing about this, how you're a Jets fan and your family really wasn't all in, and this might be the year everyone is back together celebrating. No one's laughing at you anymore. And also on the Knicks, how about you? Trying to get, like, all these kids in this city that were, like, thinking about being Nets fans. Are you still a Nets fan, by the way? And all the, or you're, "Oh, I'm a fan of the Warriors, I'm a fan of this team." Are the Knicks doing enough now to maybe start, you know, getting your kids involved? As I always call them, your father's Knicks. They play a lot like your father's Knicks, don't they?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Some interesting college basketball news says that St. John's awaiting getting a deal done with Rick Pitino. All reports that they met yesterday and closing in on a deal. The Georgetown job that when they moved on from Patrick Ewing, that has been filled. So Ed Cooley, who had been coaching at Providence and quite successfully over the last couple of years, Ed Cooley was a great player there too. He's gotten them to the tournament. They've been a Big East power, kind of quietly too. He's taking the job at Georgetown. Interesting that he's moving from one Big East team to another and really has built up. And that's his home. I mean, Providence was where he was a player.
Well, but they watched him. They watched him. And, you know, Georgetown's big time, man. That's a legacy job.
He's been there for 12 years. I can't believe it's 12 years. That's a long time. I didn't know it was 12. But they have, I mean, they've had really good teams. But the fact that he's leaving there for Georgetown is really interesting.
Amen.
You know, if you think about it, is Providence really like, because it's, you know, again, it's in Rhode Island. It's a relatively small school. But yet playing in the Big East, and they've had great success. Is Georgetown like a sleeping giant kind of situation that maybe he thinks, boy, if I can get this thing, you know, lit up, that, you know, it could really be significant because it is Washington, D.C. And it's a legacy kind of program. So it's an interesting move for them and for him. And so that's a big move. So that's another report again, ESPN all over that as well. But as we've been talking about, Bart, before we get back to the calls, so Odell really is – with Brandon Cooks going to the Cowboys, the feeling is that the Cowboys are no longer in on Odell Beckham Jr. And the Jets and the Giants have been two teams that remain – well, the Giants are interested. The Jets are interested because Aaron Rodgers has asked them to be interested.
They're inquiring.
All right. So which is the better fit for Odell?
I think he's more needed by the Giants than he is from the Jets. The Jets have two outstanding young receivers. One is big time, you know, able to take the top of defense rookie of the year with three quarterbacks or four quarterbacks last year. Alan Lazard, huge big target. Elijah Moore, you know, going to his third year. You only have his rights for 4 years. Over there, he arguably can be like the shared number one over there. Mm-hmm. Waller's 1A and Odell 1B. Slayton, you know, looked to as a complimentary type of piece. Nathan Shepard, Sterling Shepard, who knows at this point what you're even getting out of him. You talk about a guy that's been injured and knee injuries and stuff like that. They're changing the turf. I wonder what Odell's opinion is about that as well.
Because,
you know, that turf is taking a lot of people down. And I don't know if you want to be coming off two ACL surgeries and play on that turf. Maybe they should just go back to grass. Then people will complain about the footing, but maybe they should just go grass. I know the Ravens have done that once or twice, changed the surfaces. You know, it's been horror stories about, you know, Sterling Shepard last year was just running across the field and accelerated and pop goes the weasel.
You know what I mean? There's been some criticism of the MetLife turf, so we'll see.
Well, they picked it up already.
How they fix it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's nothing there right there. They already announced that they're changing it, but who knows what they're changing it with. But they, you know, too many complaints for, you know, people. I mean, Robert Saleh was on the other side of it, right? He was a member of the 49ers.
They lost
two players that day.
Yeah. Wasn't Bosa one of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was early. Wasn't that like week two? It was early in the season. Yeah. Well, again, for Odell, if you're the Giants, while the name and then bringing him home and kind of righting the wrong or whatever you want to feel about it then, like you said, Waller's got the hamstring. Sterling Shepard obviously has had injuries. Saquon has had injuries. Slayton has had injuries. It's sort of like you're just adding another guy that you worry about, you know, can he stay healthy? On the Jets side of things, for him, I think – it might be better for Odell to go to the Jets just based on the fact that he wouldn't be, we need him every game, and that if he even had like a couple of good games, he has Rodgers throwing to him, that it could just be good for him to reestablish himself in the league without the pressure of having to perform. Where I don't know if maybe with the Giants that wouldn't be there. But we'll see. We'll see which team is interested, if both are, which team he chooses to go to. 800-919-3776. But in the end, we all have the same question, and that's the same question that Anthony in Monmouth has. Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just want to say thanks for having me on. Mm-hmm. I think you guys are great.
Thank you.
So, basically, I'm just sitting here waiting for the Aaron Rodgers news to be official. And my question for you guys is, once it's official, how far can the Jets really go? Like, how far can you really see them going?
I mean, you expect them to be in the playoffs automatically. And once again, the playoffs, who knows? Can they win a division where they can get a bye and able to come out and maybe host and only have to win two games to get to the Super Bowl? But, I mean, I think this division is going to be wide open. I mean, I think they're in the most competitive division. I don't expect the number one seed to come from this division. But then the AFC West, it's got a little bit more difficult for Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, he lost his best left tackle. Frank Clark is gone. I know they've brought some new people in, but who's to say that Kansas City automatically is going to get that automatic bid? So if you can get that automatic bid, then all you have to do is win one game at home, and you have a chance to be playing in the AFC Championship. So it can go anywhere, right. But I think the basement or the floor is definitely the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, then
something bad happened, right? That's the thing, Anthony. I feel like if the Jets aren't in the playoffs next season, something bad happened. And we don't want to know what that is. Connor in New Rochelle. Connor.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I had called a couple months ago, and we had discussed the possibility of Tom Brady going to the Jets. Bart and I agreed on that. Great minds think alike. I think Rodgers is a great, great addition. The reason for the call is I needed to discuss the compensation. I see it a lot on Twitter. It's mostly Packer fans are calling for a first. Some of them even multiple first-round picks.
They smoking crack.
I just don't see that happening.
They're letting their crack.
They're letting their sadness get in the way of critical thinking.
Yes.
I believe it's a second-round pick, a conditional pick, and maybe a player. I would have no problem with Corey Davis, but what I've been hearing recently is maybe Jermaine Johnson. I think that stings a little bit.
Are you high? Come on, man. Stop. Stop it.
You don't want to give up
Jermaine,
Jermaine Johnson
a first-round draft.
I agree. I don't think we should get rid of Jermaine. Yeah.
I think he's too
high quality of a player.
Yeah, Connor, here's the problem is that if you're listening to what Packers fans think, you're getting a very biased response from a bitter fan base that is realizing that an era is ending there. And they're probably more mad at their own leadership there, Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst, than they are anything else. So they're going to try to say, they're going to act like that they should be able to get value for a guy who literally was about to retire. So you're not going to get great value. And this is all going to come up to, this is what we all talked about, Bart. It's going to probably have to take walking as close to the NFL draft as possible before they finally realize that we have to make a decision May 1st to pick up the fifth-year option on Jordan Love and that pick isn't going to be available, and let's get at least something valuable. Because if you want to give up a pick this year, Bart, would you give up at least a second-round pick?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to. But
if it gets the deal done, would you say, we're not giving you 13, but we'll give you a second-round pick? Isn't their second-round pick still relatively high? I mean,
it's the 13th pick of the second round.
Right. All right. So if that gets it done and then a conditional future based on how much he plays, then you do that. But there's no way 13's going.
Should be 46 or something like that.
Yeah. There's no way 13's going. Bottom line.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
John Rothstein is not 711.com. He is a legit, somebody that is a credible college basketball contact. But John Rothstein just tweeted something that St. Francis College in Brooklyn is canceling all athletic programs. Like, no longer going to have sports. St. Francis in Brooklyn, obviously, it's not a huge school. It's Division I. I mean, they're in, the NEC? And they've been around since, 1930-whatever. But that's sad. Finances, I'm sure.
Yep, always finances.
Yeah, that's certainly sad. Hate hearing that.
And a lot of these schools' admissions are down.
Yeah. Well, it's that, and also the programs aren't bringing in enough money to, pay for themselves and, for it to be feasible. And so, you know, they closed their gym. They've had this gym for like 50 years. They shut that down. And so now, like, you know, they're just not going to have sports. That's just, I mean, a college without sports, without a sports program.
Yeah.
You know, like, it doesn't really have a soul, right?
Yeah, that's like church without a choir.
It sucks. ESPN New York, along with our partner, London Jewelers, are giving you the chance to be in Cleveland when the boys from the Bronx come to town, including round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, and $200 in spending money. Head to London Jewelers near you to enter for your chance to win. You can also go to travelwiththehometeam.com or enter on the ESPN New York app. It's all brought to you by the engagement experts at London Jewelers. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. We say we finish with some calls. K-Show coming up, of course, in just a few minutes. And then you have the Knicks and the Timberwolves tonight from the Garden. So we got lots for you tonight. I'll be on MSG, of course, with all that stuff as well. Let's see. Anthony is in Copeg. What's up, Anthony?
First of all, I want to say you guys are my favorite show on this radio station. And I listen all day. I listen from Rothenberg and DiPietro, Greeny, you guys, the Michael K. Show. But I want to say this real quick. I've been a Jet fan since the New York Stock Exchange. I've been a Knicks fan since the Bomb Squad. I am all in on New York sports. When I cut myself, my wife looks like I look like a Martian because I bleed a little bit of red, I bleed green, and I bleed orange and blue. New York City sports is rocking, baby.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate that. How about Anthony listens all day long?
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a valued listener.
I'm talking about. Let's get this guy a meter.
Yeah, no doubt about it. When they tell you, you know, you got a zero in that segment, it's like, how's that possible?
How's that possible?
Yeah, we had somebody on the phone talking to us, telling us how he listens all day. Mark in the Lower East Side. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Good.
Been listening to you guys for 2 months, but now I'm listening every day. You even made me download that Fetty Wap song.
So, give me the yams. Real quick.
Yeah, you made me download. I'm serious. So real quick, going back to that Bengals guy with his kid. Born and raised in Lower East Side, New York City, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Mets fan and a Knicks fan. My household was split Cowboys and Giants. Out of spite, you know who's my favorite team?
Who?
The Detroit Lions.
How?
What up, Doe?
What up, Doe?
Barry Sanders. Well, first.
No, Barry Sanders.
As a baby, it was the baby blue. It was the Honolulu blue.
Okay.
But it was Barry Sanders breaking everybody's ankles.
Mm.
And actually carried over to Madden. And to this day, I'm 39, and I wave a Lions flag in my house.
I tell you what, this is the year to be a Lions fan. I think the Lions are the Philadelphia Eagles of 2024, man, 23-24. Now, I mean, I think they're coming. Jameson Williams is coming. They got a lot of equity. They went and got Gardner Johnson. They're getting some defense. They're going to probably draft another cornerback. You know, this is the year. If Okuda can hold up,
mm-hmm.
I think this is the year. It's, you know, so, you know what I'm saying? Finally, my dad can enjoy his peach cobbler and his banana pudding when it's on
Thanksgiving
Turkey Day. Turkey Day.
Hey, Bart.
Damn.
Woj Bomb.
Yeah. Woj with ESPN reporting with Pete Thamel. Iona's Rick Pitino agreed on a, get this, he's 70 years old, 6-year deal to become St. John's coach.
Who the hell is he, Joe Biden?
Rick Pitino, it's official. Get excited.
And it happened on our show, baby.
Yeah, well,
you heard it here first.
With 90 seconds to go, we can't even break it down and talk to the people about this.
Well, Mike, okay, here's a baton. That's right. You take the last.
Yeah, you might as well. I'll tell you what, everybody, start calling now. 800-919-3776. Because
get on Michael's nerves.
We talked about Pitino last week. I believe it was Thursday or Friday. And we got a ton of calls from people. Because I wondered, do people care? Do people care that much about St. John's? And the response we got was, hell yeah. People were all in on this. They wanted him there. Well, you got him. And press conference is supposed to be tomorrow. And guess where it's going to be? Oh, not on the campus of St. John's.
The garden.
Madison Square Garden, everybody. Because I expect it. St. John's will play once again like they used to back in the day. There's going to be a lot of games at Madison Square Garden now. Because for St. John's, this is a huge hire.
Yes!
Huge hire.
I was just practicing my Coming to America.
Yes. Of course. Indy face! Indy face! What you doing, man? It's halftime.
Yes, yes.
It's my favorite part
my
of the game.
My favorite part of the show.
So I can't believe it is you.
So you get the big name, big star. Yes, with some baggage, of course. But St. John's needed to roll the dice.
We all got baggage.
They needed to go get somebody that is going to not only excite a fan base that has been dormant for a long time, but it's also going to bring in some people who have some money, who have connections to this school, that will now want to invest on the success of St. John's. College basketball might have reawoken in New York City. K-Show next, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Can I get to the yams?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.